There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome in, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, see Sparky Fiver with you. Joining us now, Tuesdays with Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Presented to you by 4th Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant. It's the sports bar that was featured in the movie Major League, where they're all stomping their beer bottles on the desktop or on the bar top and the whole deal while Cleveland is rallying in that movie. And we're talking... Again, you think sports bar, you think burgers and stuff, and they do have that, but high-end stuff too, like crab legs and steak and lobster and all this stuff, man. It is going to blow your mind. You're going to be sitting in a sports bar eating this high-end food, and you're going to be very confused about life at that moment in time, but you will be very happy that Tim Dillard and I sent you over there. Follow Tim on Twitter at DimTillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Tuesdays with Tim. That's got a good ring to it. Thanks.
You like that? Yeah, Tuesdays with Tim. Okay, so I love Pat Murphy. I had no issues with counsel. I like counsel fine. You and I have talked about it over the last couple of years with counsel. But stuff like this, I was at a bowling alley. My kid was in a bowling league last night, like an adult youth bowling league or whatever last night. And they had it up on the TV, and I'm watching, and I saw it. I was like, did that really just happen? I love this play.
It's a quick 0-2. That one didn't. There comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh, my goodness. And now Ortiz is going to take second base. As Fortes is down, Yelich came sprinting home on the throw back to the pitcher.
That's like some youth league stuff. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a Brewer player ever do that in my life.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There have been some, players steal home this season, but I don't know how many are on the catcher throwing it back to the pitcher. That's
right.
A very rare thing, but it's one of those things that just proves how elite Christian Yelich is, because he's looking for the thing that in that moment no one else is looking for. Now, I haven't talked to him to see if it was like a coach that sparked the interest or whatever, and the Marlins have given up the third most stolen bases in baseball, but what that comes down to is a right-handed hitter in the box. The catcher catches the ball after a pitch, drops to a knee, and then lobs it back to the pitcher. Now, Weathers was cruising, and he actually did a fantastic job. He caught the ball barehanded and tried to snap throw it. So the pitcher did everything correct, except for maybe check the runner after the pitch or walk forward. But here's what Yelich did. He recognized that situation and decided, I'm going to actually go for it. That's what I'm going to do. And for him to be looking for that when no one else was is elite of elite.
No doubt. The thing that happened later in the game, and again, the Brewers lose in 10 innings to the Marlins. But the thing that happened later in the game last night that got everybody fired up, of all things, was this play here, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And he bunts it. Third base side. Berger has it and throws him out. Sacrifice complete on a pitch that was not a strike. But he got the job done. Second and third, one away for Adames.
Yeah, textbook. And it might not have been the ideal one, but it comes down to, can you bunt this ball slow enough and make the third baseman field it?
Okay, so that bunt got everybody mad. Why? Because the next two hitters got out and you leave two runners on base, and there are those that are the anti-bunt crowd because you're giving away an out. Ortiz has been on fire lately with the bat. He was moved up, obviously, in the order, the whole deal. So this was the time to let him do his thing, and they call for him to bunt. What did you make of the situation?
Well, they wanted him to bunt, and ended up, he pulled back both times, so it was 2-0. But in that situation, you need a run. And honestly, Adames, what he's been doing lately is absolutely mashing balls to the warning track. So, I mean, if you have the ideal guy to be up there for a sack fly, he's your guy. And so they decided Ortiz, he knows how to bunt. Let him get the bunt down. As long as he bunts at the third. Is that what I sound like on the call anyway?
It is. Yeah.
I'll apologize to everybody. I'll try to sound better. But, yeah, that is what it looks like. He did his job. That's what he's told to do. He did nothing wrong. The ball was, you know, out, off the plate, but his job, no matter what, is to get that ball, the ground ball, the bunt ball to third base to make the third baseman feel it. That was his job. Now, yes, it came from the dugout. Could it have been a factor of Ortiz got hit in the foot earlier in the at-bat, and they were thinking, well, if he hits the ball on the ground, this is a double play because he's not going to be really quick. But either way, he did his job, and what that does is put a little bit more pressure on Adames. But Adames, I feel like, is the key at-bat there. You want guys in scoring position with your players that get the RBIs. And so, I don't know. I had no issue with it. That right there was just a small fraction of, you know, that led to a loss. It gets magnified as the game goes on, maybe, or what's happened before that. But the game hinged in several different moments. It wasn't just one little thing throughout the game. So if you're going to be mad at that, you got to just be mad at the whole game in general. So, I mean, I don't like being mad. I saw how the game played out. It was just unfortunate.
There was a lot of unfortunate things we can talk to, but I want to stay with this bunt scenario here. So are you a fan of bunting when it's the middle of your order guys? Like, I remember back to Braun and Fielder. I'm like, there's no way Prince Fielder is laying down a bunt ever in life. That's just not going to happen with that dude necessarily. I think Braun maybe laid down a couple of bunts at points during his career as well. But there are certain guys that, I guess, as a fan, like, I'm not asking Albert Pujols to bunt when he's going in his prime. There are certain guys you just don't do it, regardless of situation. And then there are other guys you like to do it, but they simply can't execute it well enough, which then leaves you limited to only a certain number of guys that you trust being able to get a bunt down.
Well, honestly, the Miami team, their defense has not been that great. That's kind of been one of their issues. Now, they played some great defense throughout the ball game. Now, an added layer to the bunt is, what if Berger picks it up and throws it down the right field line? Yep. Or what if he can't get to it? Or what if it's like a really, really, really good bunt?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So there's a lot of different facets. He ended up fielding it just fine, and it was a good bunt. It was executed. But I think that was part of the challenge, too. It's going to take a good field and a good throw to get out Ortiz, whether he's fast or not. Not sure about his foot. Not sure if he's in the lineup again today. But I don't know. I don't mind bunting. I think the Marlins even bunted their four-hole hitter last night. So I don't know. I don't mind the bunting. There is a time and a place to bunt. And it's not completely gone in the game. You want to take your chances and swing for the fence? Guess what? That's kind of how the Brewers have played it, you know, throughout the last however many years. Now it's under the Pat Murphy regime. I love it. You have to bunt. And guys show bunts. It changes defenses. I mean, you think back to that bunt. What did it do to the defense? A lot of people are like, oh, guy, you just bunted from, you know, a guy out first and second to second and third. Who cares? No, it brought the defense in with a chance that there's more room to succeed for Adames. So that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to put Adames in a situation to at least get one run and possibly with a base hit, get two. And I think it's the right move. And people love hindsight, right? Monday morning quarterback. Everybody loves that. But you don't get that gift if you're the coach making decisions. You have to make a decision, and you do it with the best knowledge you have at the moment. And I think they did that.
Tim Dillard, Bruce Allens for Bally Sports Wisconsin, presented by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Brewers make a roster move today coming off of last night. Joe Ross only able to go an inning before he had to leave a lower back strain. So he heads to the 15-day injured list. They recalled Tobias Myers from AAA Nashville. They're running out of bodies, Tim. I'm starting to get concerned here with the amount of injuries they keep having with the pitching.
Yeah, it's been unfortunate. I mean, you look at what just like a week stretch, maybe about, I don't know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, where they had a lot of umpire weirdness going on, plays like the Aaron Judge oven mitt.
It was like four games in a row or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like four or five games in a row. It was just some sketchy umpiring issues. You look at the ball last night that was Bowers mashes the ball down the line and it goes under the pad and sticks for ground rule double. You could hit 1,000 fungos down in that corner and not have that replicated, right? So just very unfortunate. And then you start looking at injuries. Like, it's just freak injuries across the board. They're all happening at the wrong time, it seems like. And eventually, your depth, it has limits, yeah. But, I mean, the Brewers are doing the best they can, right? Are moves coming? Who knows? But thank goodness, Tobias Myers, he's got the experience. He's done well. And, I mean, there's an opportunity again. And players love opportunity. If you're the Yankees, then it doesn't matter who you have in the minor leagues. Just go buy somebody new. just go shop the market. But there's, you know, a majority of teams that don't even want to do that and can't do that. So, I don't know. It's are they going to keep having people run out there? Yes. Are they going to have innings that are going to be eaten by pitchers? Yes. That's the way baseball works. This has just kind of been a culmination of some very unfortunate things, and it's all happened in a very small amount of time. So that's what the Brewers season looks like, and you know what? They're still, you know, they still have a good record.
Yeah, no doubt. Tobias Myers, a rookie, but he's already got a couple of starts under his belt, obviously. But they bring up Bradley Blaylock yesterday from Double-A. Now, this is a dude with like a 2.27 ERA that's been starting down in Biloxi. It appears, I don't know if they've really said yet, that he's going to be in the bullpen or not. I think that's where he's destined to go, is the bullpen. You want to talk about nerves. There's got to be a lot of nerves there. That dude was just with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last year in Class A ball, and now all of a sudden is finding himself on a major league roster.
Yeah, he was on the 40-man, and I asked Matt Arnold about it yesterday. Just kind of like the chasm between Double-A, Triple-A, big leagues, right? Is it much different from Triple-A to the big leagues than it is from Double-A to the big leagues? Because in my personal opinion, I feel like the way the rules have been implemented with MLB over the years, Triple-A is not maybe as competitive as it once was when you had 35 to 40-year-old dudes that have Major League All-Stars that are, you know, scraping around in the minor leagues trying to do damage against young pitchers. And so I just feel like across the board, those type of players are gone. And so you're left with, is it more of a just a more of experienced Double-A team, so that Triple-A in the big leagues is a bigger jump than it used to be? And Matt Arnold didn't seem to think so. He thought, you know, it's very competitive up and down, and they think Blaylock is a guy that can help him. He throws strikes. He's not scared to, you know, pitch his stuff in the zone. He's a big kid. I mean, it's a great opportunity. Is he going to be in the bullpen? I actually thought he was going to have a chance to get in the game last night after Joe Ross came out just as long relief. To me, in my mind, I was like, that makes perfect sense. You bring in somebody to kind of bridge the emergency, which was Koenig, maybe give you an inning or two, and then you bring him to do the bulk of it. For whatever reason, they didn't. I'm not even sure he's in the bullpen. Never got a good line of sight out there, but he's going to play a role. Is it going to be today? It could be. And to me, when it comes down to nerves and jitters, that only comes when it's like, I don't know, when there's a lot of hoopla over it. You know, if you're a bullpen guy and you come into a game, hey, it's more like we need you. You're not coming into a 9-0 game. It's like, here's a 1-run ball game. Like, we need you. All that other stuff goes away when there's a super need, and that's what players want. I want to be needed. I want to be wanted. I want to be out there in those moments, and that's when the nerves and everything goes away.
Tonight, Brewers Marlins, Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Marlins, going up against Robert Gasser for the Brewers. 0.82 ERA, he's only given up one run in two starts. What's made him so good through his first two starts, Tim Dillard?
Oh, missing barrels and throwing strikes. I mean, if that would be my restaurant if I came up with a restaurant, missed barrels and throw strikes. And he does. Robert Gasser carries himself very well. He's got good command of his pitches. He knows what kind of pitcher he is. He knows the stigma that comes with being a lefty, not throwing, you know, upper 90s, but he can run up to mid 90s, no problem. And, you know, if you're sitting in the lower 90s, the pressure's on the right-handed batters. You know, it's pressure's on them. You better hit me, right? You're going to be swinging. And so there's a lot of different facets. He ended up fielding it just fine, and it was a good bunt. It was executed. But I think that was part of the challenge, too. It's going to take a good field and a good throw to get out Ortiz, whether he's fast or not. Not sure about his foot. Not sure if he's in the lineup again today. But I don't know. I don't mind bunting. I think the Marlins even bunted their four-hole hitter last night. So I don't know. I don't mind the bunting. There is a time and a place to bunt. And it's not completely gone in the game. You want to take your chances and swing for the fence? Guess what? That's kind of how the Brewers have played it, you know, throughout the last however many years. Now it's under the Pat Murphy regime. I love it. You have to bunt. And guys show bunts. It changes defenses. I mean, you think back to that bunt. What did it do to the defense? A lot of people are like, oh, guy, you just bunted from, you know, a guy out first and second to second and third. Who cares? No, it brought the defense in with a chance that there's more room to succeed for Adames. So that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to put Adames in a situation to at least get one run and possibly with a base hit, get two. And I think it's the right move. And people love hindsight, right? Monday morning quarterback. Everybody loves that. But you don't get that gift if you're the coach making decisions. You have to make a decision, and you do it with the best knowledge you have at the moment. And I think they did that.
Tim Dillard, Bruce Allen for Bally Sports Wisconsin, presented by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Brewers make a roster move today coming off of last night. Joe Ross only able to go an inning before he had to leave a lower back strain. So he heads to the 15-day injured list. They recalled Tobias Myers from AAA Nashville. They're running out of bodies, Tim. I'm starting to get concerned here with the amount of injuries they keep having with the pitching.
Yeah, it's been unfortunate. I mean, you look at what just like a week stretch, maybe about, I don't know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, where they had a lot of umpire weirdness going on, plays like the Aaron Judge oven mitt.
It was like four games in a row or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like four or five games in a row. It was just some sketchy umpiring issues. You look at the ball last night that was Bowers mashes the ball down the line and it goes under the pad and sticks for ground rule double. You could hit 1,000 fungos down in that corner and not have that replicated, right? So just very unfortunate. And then you start looking at injuries. Like, it's just freak injuries across the board. They're all happening at the wrong time, it seems like. And eventually, your depth, it has limits, yeah. But, I mean, the Brewers are doing the best they can, right? Are moves coming? Who knows? But thank goodness, Tobias Myers, he's got the experience. He's done well. And, I mean, there's an opportunity again. And players love opportunity. If you're the Yankees, then it doesn't matter who you have in the minor leagues. Just go buy somebody new. just go shop the market. But there's, you know, a majority of teams that don't even want to do that and can't do that. So, I don't know. Are they going to keep having people run out there? Yes. Are they going to have innings that are going to be eaten by pitchers? Yes. That's the way baseball works. This has just kind of been a culmination of some very unfortunate things, and it's all happened in a very small amount of time. So that's what the Brewers season looks like, and you know what? They're still, you know, they still have a good record.
Yeah, no doubt. Tobias Myers, a rookie, but he's already got a couple of starts under his belt, obviously. But they bring up Bradley Blaylock yesterday from Double-A. Now, this is a dude with like a 2.27 ERA that's been starting down in Biloxi. It appears, I don't know if they've really said yet, that he's going to be in the bullpen or not. I think that's where he's destined to go, is the bullpen. You want to talk about nerves. There's got to be a lot of nerves there. That dude was just with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last year in Class A ball, and now all of a sudden is finding himself on a major league roster.
Yeah, he was on the 40-man, and I asked Matt Arnold about it yesterday. Just kind of like the chasm between Double-A, Triple-A, big leagues, right? Is it much different from Triple-A to the big leagues than it is from Double-A to the big leagues? Because in my personal opinion, I feel like the way the rules have been implemented with MLB over the years, Triple-A is not maybe as competitive as it once was when you had 35 to 40-year-old dudes that have Major League All-Stars that are, you know, scraping around in the minor leagues trying to do damage against young pitchers. And so I just feel like across the board, those type of players are gone. And so you're left with, is it more of a just a more of experienced Double-A team, so that Triple-A in the big leagues is a bigger jump than it used to be? And Matt Arnold didn't seem to think so. He thought, you know, it's very competitive up and down, and they think Blaylock is a guy that can help him. He throws strikes. He's not scared to, you know, pitch his stuff in the zone. He's a big kid. I mean, it's a great opportunity. Is he going to be in the bullpen? I actually thought he was going to have a chance to get in the game last night after Joe Ross came out just as long relief. To me, in my mind, I was like, that makes perfect sense. You bring in somebody to kind of bridge the emergency, which was Koenig, maybe give you an inning or two, and then you bring him to do the bulk of it. For whatever reason, they didn't. I'm not even sure he's in the bullpen, never got a good line of sight out there, but he's going to play a role. Is it going to be today? It could be. And to me, when it comes down to nerves and jitters, that only comes when it's like, I don't know, when there's a lot of hoopla over it. You know, if you're a bullpen guy and you come into a game, hey, it's more like we need you. You're not coming into a 9-0 game. It's like, here's a 1-run ball game. Like, we need you. All that other stuff goes away when there's a super need, and that's what players want. I want to be needed. I want to be wanted. I want to be out there in those moments, and that's when the nerves and everything goes away.
Tonight, Brewers-Marlins, Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Marlins, going up against Robert Gasser for the Brewers, 0.82 ERA, he's only given up one run in two starts. What's made him so good through his first two starts, Tim Dillard?
Oh, missing barrels and throwing strikes. I mean, if that would be my restaurant if I came up with a restaurant, missed barrels and throw strikes. And he does. Robert Gasser carries himself very well. He's got good command of his pitches. He knows what kind of pitcher he is. He knows the stigma that comes with being a lefty, not throwing, you know, upper 90s. But he can run up to mid-90s, no problem. And, you know, if you're sitting in the lower 90s, it's the pressure's on the right-handed batters. You know, it's pressure's on them. You better hit me, right? You're going to be swinging. And that's why all of his hits have been from right-handed batters. Lefties he's had zero problem with. So he's probably going to have a bunch of these Marlin right-handed hitters in the game. But he just has so much awareness. That's what I see on the mound. He looks like he's done it before. He doesn't feel like it's strange on a big league mound. And he doesn't care who's in the box. He has a plan put in place. And so he's a very low heartbeat guy. But I like his tempo, and he throws strikes, right? And if you can miss barrels, then you can eat at my restaurant anytime.
Man, he is setting it up. You just got to get this. What kind of food are we having at this restaurant of yours?
Oh, everything, mainly tacos. Today's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. So
yeah.
Every time I'm here in Miami, I go beyond the left field wall. They have Venezuelan food out there.
Ooh.
And that's my jam. I go out there, and there's a couple of people here that I know that work here, and we go out there and eat some Venezuelan food. And I'm actually got some in my near future, I believe. So it's going to be a good day.
That's a good thing. Tim Dillard, catch him coming up tonight. Bally Sports, Wisconsin. The Brewers take on the Marlins, first pitch at 5:40 tonight. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky. Have a good one.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. He brought to you by the Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant right over there by American Family Field and the
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.